This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, September 29th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Next week, the Pakistan Supreme Court will hear the case of Asia Bibi, a Christian woman sentenced to death on charges of blasphemy against Islam. This is the first blasphemy case to reach Pakistan Supreme Court. Many Christian organizations are calling on the Pakistani government to acquit Asia Bibi and to abolish the country's blasphemy laws, reported the Christian Post. Please pray for Asia Bibi, her family, and for justice. The Worldview spoke to Wilson Chowdhury of the British Pakistani Christian Association about the case.
If I was American, I'd be challenging my senators and my congressmen to intervene on behalf of Asia, to engage in dialogue with the Pakistani government, calling for a safe, fair trial for Asia Bibi. Another way they can help, we have an online petition. We submit that to the Pakistani government at the end of this month. Pray for Asia Bibi. Pray for her family, pray for solace, and for a just decision, and for the women in Pakistan to be forthright and in tune with the needs of the minority community in Pakistan. Finally, if people do want to donate, they can find a donate page on our website.
Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore went to trial yesterday before the Alabama Court of the Judiciary. A prayer meeting of about 100 was held outside before the trial. Justice Moore is charged with defying Alabama's Code of Judicial Ethics in his January order for Alabama probate judges to not issue marriage licenses to homosexual couples. While an outspoken critic of homosexual marriage, Judge Moore stated in his defense, quote, "I do not encourage anyone to defy a federal or state court order," unquote. The court will reach a verdict within 10 days of the trial, which will then be posted online, according to Alabama.com. Proverbs 17:15 says, "He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the just, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord." Several hundred reported for jury selection on Monday for the death penalty case against Dylan Roof at the Charleston, South Carolina courthouse, reported Christian Today. Roof has been charged with shooting 9 black individuals in a church last year. The federal trial commences on November 7th. CNN reports that 2 children and a teacher were injured yesterday in a shooting at the Townville, South Carolina elementary school. Deputy Chief Taylor Jones said the teenager suspected in the shooting is under custody, and the injured teacher and students have been hospitalized. Yesterday, Christian historian Bill Potter of LandmarkEvents.org compared Donald Trump to Teddy Roosevelt. Today, Potter revealed to The Worldview the president who is most similar to Hillary Clinton.
When thinking about Hillary Clinton being similar to another American president or a presidential candidate, the name that leaped into my mind was Lyndon B. Johnson. Here is a character that had a lot of skeletons in the closet. Here's a man of political experience and clout, a guy who made sure he knew where the weaknesses of all of his opponents were. He used that as political capital to get his way. And anybody who stood in his way disappeared. They disappeared politically through defeat, or they were never heard from again. He was a tough man to oppose.
Potter noticed another similarity between Hillary Clinton and Lyndon Johnson.
On top of that, he had somewhat of a big government, centralist, socialist mentality. He was a sycophant of Franklin Roosevelt. The idea that the government is the solution to your problems was central to his political ideology. And I see Mrs. Clinton as having almost an identical political philosophy, perhaps even more radicalized, though. I mean, Lyndon Johnson was a good old boy from Texas. He was a dangerous man in so many ways, but he wasn't a radical. He wasn't trained in politics by people as radical as those who are the mentors of Hillary Clinton.
The Russian Orthodox Church is calling for Russian President Vladimir Putin to make the murder of the unborn illegal. On Tuesday, Patriarch Kirill signed a petition for the total ban of this wicked practice in Russia, reported Christian Today. The petition has garnered 300,000 signatures. Pro-life activists hope for 1 million. A group of international prosecutors concluded yesterday that Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot down by a Buk missile brought in from Russia and launched from a village controlled by pro-Russian forces, according to CNN. All 298 people on board died when the plane was downed on July 17, 2014. Russia has denied any involvement. For the first time, Congress voted to override a veto by President Barack Obama, reported Fox News. Both the House and the Senate voted overwhelmingly in favor of the bipartisan 9/11 bill yesterday. The bill allows the families of 9/11 victims to sue the Saudi Arabian government. Obama stated the bill was, quote, badly misguided, unquote, and a risk for national security. Hollywood is not pleased with VidAngel, a company that provides a streaming service which can filter out inappropriate adult content from TV and movies. The Christian Post reports Walt Disney Company, Lucasfilms, 20th Century Fox, and Warner Brothers are suing VidAngel for copyright infringement on their material. The Parents Television Council president explained that folks are still purchasing physical copies of the DVDs. To support VidAngel, sign the petition at savefiltering.nationbuilder.com. Psalm 101:3 says, I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. That's the World View on this Thursday, September 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.